How to handle gaps in your employment resume. Gaps in employment need to be explained sooner or later. That dreaded hole, the one where you are out of work for several months or years through no fault of your own. The glaring employment gap when a full-time student as a mature adult to get through the degree faster. How do you explain legitimate absences without getting dinged for a spotty work record? How do you handle gaps in your employment resume? Simply state the truth. Use words that don't lie, but don't push the information blatantly at the hiring manager. You want to at least get an interview to explain the gaps personally. Job seekers may be nervous about gaps and write a functional resume versus chronological. When asked to rewrite a chronological resume, this makes the gaps obvious. You can use wording to fill in the missing dates on the chronological resume that would still pass muster for hiring managers. Educational gaps. If you are a full-time student, formal or informal training, write that in the employment chronology and simply note full-time student with the dates. Anyone looking at the resume and the degree you are seeking can easily do the math to relate to the full-time schedule of classes, work, research, and/or graduate assistant work in exchange for tuition. Volunteering. This relates volunteerism into business experience and new skills. Strive to work behind the scenes in administration with the CEOs or board of directors and learn from best practices, policies, and practices. Turn that experience into how you helped the organization to achieve organizational goals and objectives. Sabbaticals. Educational practitioners may take a semester or several from their teaching obligations to perform research, write textbooks, and/or collaborate on journal articles. These sabbaticals are used to enhance academic credentials. The sabbaticals can be explained with a simple one-line bullet with a functional reason for the time off from their main career activities. Family management. Job seekers are in situations when a critically ill family member at home is recuperating or in their final months of life. It is acceptable to note family management, caretaker for family member, as a job title to explain the period out of the workforce. Skills learned in this activity can also showcase experience by noting medical or patient care skills learned. Some job seekers stayed home with the kids. The same principle applies. Job skills such as activity scheduling, music lessons, sports management for the Little League team, team building, member of the PTA, and time management, which parent picks up the kids at the sitter today, were honed on the job. Social lapses relating to prison, rehab, hospitalization. Some career paths such as banking, financial counselors, medical staff, and government contracting positions requiring a security clearance, as well as some government service careers, are permanently restricted for job seekers with prison terms or short or long-term substance abuse. But there are plenty of other positions in the working world that will be open to hiring those with checkered pasts. Some industries don't need squeaky clean histories to be able to still perform the skills and tasks needed. They are not all ditch-digging jobs, but may still require education and training to perform. It would be practical to simply note time in prison, rehab, hospitalization as non-career relevant activities, and then explain the gaps in the job interview. Consulting, freelance, or temp work. If a job seeker is laid off and has to freelance or get a temporary job to put food on the table, it's acceptable to note those activities. If you're middle to executive management, it would be more socially acceptable to note current employment as private consulting. This implies you are still working within the industry and using business connections to keep current. If you're socially acceptable to note current employment as private consulting, this implies you are still working within the industry and using business connections to keep current. If you're doing administrative or temporary staff work, the job seeker is possibly learning new technologies, new skills, and gaining new work experience. Information technology geeks seem to be able to perform and find freelance work all the time. Note how many clients are being serviced or the type of special work being done to enhance your portfolio of capabilities. Best practice is to write simple, concise data and highlight job skills learned during those gaps in the resume. Note newly learned skills, relevant experience, achieved knowledge, enhanced training capabilities, and what was accomplished during the learning gap. Relevant experience, achieved knowledge, enhanced training capabilities, and what was accomplished during the learning gap to enhance your candidate desirability to future employers. This audio blog has been brought to you by Dawn Boyer of D. Boyer Consulting, a career services coach, social media management, human resources, and small business development consultant. Her email is dawn.boyer@dboyerconsulting.com. Or you may visit her website, dboyerconsulting.com, for more information about her services. Thanks for listening to this podcast.